1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An international search underway for four Americans kidnapped at gunpoint after they crossed into Mexico.
One of the four kidnapped, according to her mother, is Latavia McGee, who had driven from South Carolina with three others to a Mexican medical clinic to get cosmetic surgery. The mother told her daughter not to go, but says Latavia said she'd be fine. The woman called her mother 15 minutes before her appointment in Mexico and then wasn't heard from. Mexico reporting that that woman and her three companions were caught in a shootout and kidnapped.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Protests in France continue against President Macron's plan to raise the nation's retirement age as part of pension reforms. Garbage collectors, utility workers, and train operators among those walking off the job on Tuesday. A jury set to begin deliberating whether to impose the death penalty against the man convicted of driving a rental truck down a Manhattan bike path in 2017, killing eight people in what was the deadliest terror attack in New York since 9/11. This is ABC News. High school sports injuries are decreasing nationally, but increasing in severity. ABC's Chuck Sievertson looks at a new study.
Researchers reviewed a national database of high school sports injuries for boys and girls. Total injuries are down, but rates of head and neck injury and injuries causing students to be out more than a week are higher. 44% happened in boys' football. About half of those were concussions, an increase, but repeated head injuries decreased. The American Heart Association report credits prevention efforts. Girls' soccer had the second highest rate of injury, mostly head, neck, and leg injuries. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Federal authorities identifying the person who died on board a private jet Friday following what was reported as severe turbulence. Authorities say 55-year-old Dana Hyde of Maryland died from blunt force injuries after the jet experienced problems with its stability mid-flight. Hyde was an attorney who held prominent posts in two presidential administrations. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. I'm Jefferson Smith. Thank you for being with us. It is Fresh Start Monday. There are those in the Republican Party that would like a fresh start with American voters with a different candidate. The challenge is they don't really want a fresh start with respect to the stuff they do that people don't like that isn't good for the country. They'd like to figure out a way not to have to deal with democracy to get that stuff done. They'd like to be able to reduce the number of people who vote and make sure that we don't really have a majoritarian system, make sure the Supreme Court gets to wield as much power as possible because those people don't get voted on, make sure that Electoral College can elect a president even over the majority desire of the country. They'd like to do any number of things, but they don't really want a fresh start on some of that. What are you thinking? Let's go straight to your phone call. Donald Trump is still right now the leading candidate for Republican presidency, and Fox News is their leading mouthpiece. Mark from Seattle, go ahead.
Right, Jeff. Fox News. By the way, thank you for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to hear you on the show. You're dynamite, thank you. Frank Figluzzi, who's a frequent commentator on MSNBC and his pretty senior management in the FBI for a career, made a really interesting short point. I'll just toss it out here and hang up. He said that regardless of what you say about the right-wing propaganda machine, Fox News is playing in the cafeteria of every federal government office building. It's playing on a TV set, in the wardrooms on Navy ships, in the mess halls, on Army bases. It is pervasive. It is ubiquitous, as your screener said. And if it really is the propaganda machine, we're sabotaging ourselves by allowing it to continue to just brainwash people endlessly with demonstrated falsehoods and just outright lies. That's all I got. Thanks, yeah. Jeff.
Mark, you're totally right that the Fox News. Am I wrong? I want to be careful because when you sit in this chair, you want to impress people, right? You want to generate heat. And there's a risk of using what my former judge would call, when I clerked for federal judge, he would call the second coming type, right? The biggest font that exists that you'd use for the second coming of Christ if you ran a newspaper. And you reserve that font for the second coming, maybe a skosh smaller, but basically that size if there's a major invasion. And there's a risk to always use the second coming type as... As Ted Koppel said, he wished we had saved some words. He's talking about Pol Pot, and he said, I wish we would have saved some words. Because we've used all the words of evil. We've used all the words of totalitarian. We've used all the words of oppression. And he wished we would have saved some words for Pol Pot. And there's a temptation to use all the words. And there's a temptation to use the second coming type, even when it's not the second coming. Am I exaggerating to say Fox News is the greatest threat to America? I mean, I guess maybe I should say the greatest domestic threat. Is Fox News the greatest domestic threat? Even though, I mean, it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who is a recent American. I don't want to be jingoistic. But is that an exaggeration? Folks can tell me a bigger one. But we now know that Fox News knew that they were lying when they were talking about the 2020 election. They knew that when they were reciting and amplifying Donald Trump's big lie, they were doing it for ratings among their Confederate base. They were doing it to make sure they didn't lose viewers. They were doing it to quote Sean Hannity, to quote Tucker Carlson. They were worried about their stock price. When Peter Jennings, pretty sure it's Peter Jennings, said, "You can see my bias by the stories that I choose." What he meant by that is, in the storytelling itself, I'm not biased. I go by the facts. So if you want to find my bias, you have to look at the stories that I choose. But here, they weren't just biased in the stories they picked. And they weren't just biased in their commentary, because that's the other thing that Peter Jennings was saying. I'm not going to give a bunch of commentary that's going to demonstrate bias. They were biased in their facts. One of the biggest stories, one could argue the most important thing in a country that is purports to be a democracy, is there's a peaceful transition of power based on the will of the people. That's the dig. That's the gig. That's the big deal. And that on a story of that import, they were willing to violate what they knew to be the truth, because they were worried they would lose the base that they had been misleading, and that their political team had been misleading for years, months, weeks, and days. That's really bad. That's really bad. And it's not just really bad if you're MSNBC, and it's not just really bad if you're a Democrat, and it's not just really bad if you don't like Donald Trump. It's just really bad. If there were a leftist news organization who did that sort of thing, that organization shouldn't be around. If they may, I mean, people can make mistakes. I'll make mistakes all the time. Hopefully I'll own up to them. Hopefully I'll try not to do them again. But if there's a coordinated effort in Slack channels and email exchanges and text exchanges and written scripts to mislead the country so that their political team can still win, and not just around the edges, but on the biggest stuff with the clearest facts, it's really bad. That's one of the reasons why Soviet Russia needed not to be Soviet Russia. Because we don't want state TV by any ideological stripe. And I don't want to exaggerate the case. I don't want to use the second coming type. It doesn't merit it. And I don't want to use all the words. There are no words left for Pol Pot. But it's really bad. And I'm not sure. Fox News might be the biggest domestic threat to America. And if I'm wrong, please tell me so. Name another one. Let's go to Robin. Robin in Kingston. How you doing, Robin?
Good, Jeff. How are you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah. Just adding a little bit of fuel to the conversation, which is wonderful, as usual, when you are in the chair. You usually do a thankful for event somewhere along the line, and I'm going to...
Thankful Thursday, we can show gratitude every day.
Well, I'm going to show some gratitude, and before, I want to clarify this. My statement is going to be a function of politics, not the human value of the people I'm going to identify.
Okay.
This is politics, how to win in politics. I am thankful for Donald Trump, Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, Steve Bannon, Mike Pompeo, Lauren Boebert, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason I'm thankful for them is the contrast that sound-minded people can use. What this group of people do is they draw out the one thing that the Democratic Party has actually refused to draw out, and that is what I call the lofty, lazy left. The lofty, lazy left are people who think liberally and loftily, and that's wonderful, but are lazy as described or defined by them just getting out the vote every 4 years instead of sort of staying in the game, not only every 2 years, but every year with local elections, et cetera, et cetera. An older version of the lofty, lazy left, which can be of any age, are what I call the great gray nappers, and that is the people of my generation and before. I'm 74, who did some good work in the 60s and the 70s, and then got lazy over the years and kind of went napping. And
you're saying Marjorie Taylor Greene wakes them up and makes sure they vote.
Absolutely correct. Now, here's what I will say. I have far more trouble as a Democrat I'm kind of a socialist type person. I'm not sure what party, what it is. I'm left of what I consider to be the Democratic Party. I have so much more trouble with the likes of Joe Manchin. And
this is the Tom Hartman.
We'll be back
program.
To break. Appreciate the call and all the calls. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We're back. Brian, you win the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes?
Brian from Waterloo, fire away.
Hello, I just wanted to maybe talk about a book from the Bernie Book Club.
Great.
I didn't really see what topic you were on today, and I don't really, how about the collapse of Western civilization?
That's as good a topic as any. I say any show that is focused on the collapse of Western civilization can't miss. And by the way, it is an evergreen topic. I suppose at some point, if there's a full collapse, it will no longer be evergreen. It will be some other color. But until the last bit of Rome falls, the collapse of Western civilization is a gift that can keep on giving. So go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, she is Naomi Oreskes. But yeah, it's actually a fiction book about
What's the name? What's the name of the book? I was having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, Brian. Take another crack.
The Collapse of Western Civilization.
Oh, that's the book. Oh, I thought your book was Living a Committed Life.
Oh yeah, I thought about that one too.
But there's a lot of books. I'm gonna go to any library. They're full of them. There's so many books out there.
I was kind of wanting to invite you to my book club. Bernie Book Club.
Well, that's fun. How does one get invited to that? Do you show up at a particular library? Do you join by Zoom, or do you just read and then announce things, you know, publicly?
It's just on Facebook.
Well, that's very nice. And you guys, big fan of book clubs, by the way. Although there's a risk that if I join the book club, I wouldn't always read the book. I do a lot of Blinkist. I read a lot of book jackets. I look at too many headlines. I need to read more. One of the reasons I admire Tom Hartman so much is that he writes as many books as many people read. It's very impressive. But how many books do you have? What is the requirement of being in your book club? How many books do you have to read at what interval?
There's no requirement. Initially, I started it to keep track of the books I read.
Oh, so you just, like, post books that are good and let people know about them?
Yeah. You might find out that I kind of like a picture and a review. And
right.
No links. Unless the author dies, there's no links on them. And it's easy. You can scroll down through the book club.
All right. Well, Brian, speaking of off-topic topics, which itself was amusing to me that I just said that sentence, what is your, how do you eat an Oreo cookie?
I don't.
You don't at all?
No.
Because, Brian, it happens to be Oreo cookie day. I was told this by the producer. I do not follow all of the days. Like, every day of the year is the day of something, right? I think now we're moving on to, like, everything we'll have. Two things that are that day. A friend of mine from years ago, who actually worked for U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan years ago, he started National Corn Dog Day. I forget what day it is, but it's not today. Today is Oreo Cookie Day. And apparently, there is, according to the great and talented producer here at the show, there is an Oreo cookie test of personality for the way you eat Oreo cookies. But number 10 is, I don't have a favorite way because I don't like Oreo cookies. First of all, here's mine. So I dip them in milk. And this, by the way, Oreo cookies are not a sponsor of the show. I even have mixed feelings of bringing this up. And you didn't bring it up, but I did. All right. So I dunk them. I'm a number five. This is what it says about you if you dunk in some liquid, milk, coffee, etc. I dunk in milk. Everyone likes you because you're always upbeat. You like to sugarcoat unpleasant experiences, true, and rationalize bad situations into good ones sometimes. You're in total denial about the shambles you call life. That might be true as well. You have a propensity towards narcotic addiction. Don't tell anybody. All right, that's mine. You're a 10, which is I don't have a favorite way. I don't like Oreo cookies. You probably come from a rich family. You like to wear nice things. You go to upscale restaurants. You're particular and fussy about things you buy, own, and wear. Things have to be just right. You have to be pampered. Is this true of you? Are you very fancy because you're too fancy for Oreo cookies? Is that I didn't come up with this. You blame Sean. Did I lose you, Brian?
Nope, I'm still here.
Is any of that description accurate? I'm just trying to test the Oreo cookie personality test here on Oreo Cookie Day.
I think as we get older, we some of us don't want to eat the processed food anymore as when we learn about it.
That's the best answer. That's the best answer. It's not even food. You call it processed food, does it really count anymore? I mean, it's something that I put in my face and goes in my belly, but is it really food if it's not? Brian, that's a brilliant answer. Thank you so much. Shout out to the Bernie Book Club and really like building a pro-democracy economy, building a court of people who will participate in, you know, help the companies that are helping democracy, that read the books that are advancing democracy, that are making sure those books have an audience. That's a big, big deal. And so really appreciate your call, Brian. Really appreciate the book club you're doing. And, you know, and yeah, feel free to send us the link on the YouTube or whatever the easiest way is for you.
Thank you.
All right. Be well. Well, that was fun. Gar from Atlanta, Georgia. You're up, Gar.
How you doing, Jefferson?
We apparently only have 30 seconds. I'll hold on to you, but make a quick point, and I'll stick with you for a minute.
Oh, okay. You got big shoes to fill.
But I think that's your way of telling me that I'm not filling them, and I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Somebody calls in and says, you know, I appreciate that you're doing your best. You got a big burden ahead of you and you're lifting as best you can. Yeah, I take that for
job.
It means.
but the point I wanted to make was that we've seen Trump before in history.
Yeah, who do you think?
That's the point I wanted. You know, I mean, Jefferson Davis. No slight on you. Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee,
yeah.
Adolf Hitler, Bin Laden, they all had followers, a lot of followers.
Yeah.
So we got to understand that. You know, we got to understand that. And they all was defeated.
Dictators can be dictators can find followers and dictators can be defeated. Gar, thank you so much for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You are listening to the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. I mean,
Most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away or gets dognapped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do it. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV, and it's so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at ExpressVPN.
The Shah. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An international search underway for four Americans kidnapped at gunpoint after they crossed into Mexico.
One of the four kidnapped, according to her mother, is Latavia McGee, who had driven from South Carolina with three others to a Mexican medical clinic to get cosmetic surgery. The mother told her daughter not to go, but says Latavia said she'd be fine. The woman called her mother 15 minutes before her appointment in Mexico and then wasn't heard from. Mexico reporting that that woman and her three companions were caught in a shootout and kidnapped.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Protests in France continue against President Macron's plan to raise the nation's retirement age as part of pension reforms. Garbage collectors, utility workers, and train operators among those walking off the job on Tuesday. A jury set to begin deliberating whether to impose the death penalty against the man convicted of driving a rental truck down a Manhattan bike path in 2017, killing eight people in what was the deadliest terror attack in New York since 9/11. This is ABC News.
Ha-ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dadication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Caller Gar made the point that people in the world have followed dictators before, but dictators can also be defeated. Gar, did you want to finish that point?
The point I really want to make is that the most expensive thing in the world is freedom, and somebody's always trying to take it. And we as people, American people and people around the world, have to fight for our freedom. Because what did P.T. Barnum say? A sucker is born every minute. We don't want to be that.
We don't want to be that.
I mean, we don't want to be that. No. And so we got to understand that Trump is nothing new.
I want to dig into this.
We got to also understand.
What freedoms are most important to you, Gar? When you say freedom, what do we mean? I have a sense of what I mean. I want us to use that word. I want us to own that word. What do you mean?
Freedom is truth. In other words, you have to search for truth. Is that the real deal? You know, truth is freedom. Without truth, you don't have freedom. This is why a lot of people try to fabricate things, because they know if they can get you to believe a lie, your freedom is gone.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump do. You know, he wants you to believe a lie. And then they say that's one of the tools of the devil. He makes a lie as ridiculous as possible, and people will follow it. And that's one of the tools of the devil. Make a lie just ridiculous.
Appreciate you, Gar. Thank you so much for the call. Let me say just something about freedom. That there has been, that freedom and patriotism have been flags flown by political movements for a long time. I think that now, in the, I'm hoping, post-Trump era, that we can make sure we have good, honest, usable definitions of those words, and making sure that people who love democracy wield the important rhetoric of freedom and patriotism, rather than having the rhetoric of freedom and patriotism being used to subjugate people, being used to undermine the nation's very own government, being used to undermine the very best things about the government, being used to divide the nation. Somehow the word patriot being a word to divide people. Consider that for a moment. To define the word freedom merely to mean the power that capital can wield, or the ability of someone to wield control over you with a firearm. Let's make sure we use freedom, we find freedom, that we build and work towards freedom. That includes FDR's four freedoms, which absolutely means a freedom of speech. And like every right, it has limits, but it's critical freedom. A freedom of worship, which is different than imposing your worship on someone else. A freedom from want, and a freedom from fear. Because what really limits us, one of the things that really limit our ability to do stuff, when I think about freedom, I have to be able to go where I want to go. If I don't get to go where I want, like literally, if I'm thinking about, it's like go where I want to go, do what I want to do. Say what I want to say. Think what I want to think. If you think about what limits your ability to go where you want to go, what is that? That tends to be, all that stuff is owned. I don't get to go there. Because like too few people own so much stuff, I don't get to go to the places because they just fence me out. I'm going to do what I want to do because I don't have the means to do it. Because I'm blocked out. I don't do what I want to do because I'm locked into a system that has far too little social mobility. Because there's too big a gap between the biggest and the smallest. Bigger than there's been in this history of this country, certainly for 100 years. What's real freedom? What's real patriotism? What does it mean to genuinely love a country? Is it to play the song, I'm proud to be an American, and use it to try to say, it's okay that all my friends are white. I've never been in a black person's house. To use that to say that somebody who thinks we need to make things a little bit better is somehow not part of the country. To use the symbols of the nation, to in fact undermine the very government and the very systems and the very democracy and the very services and the very agencies of that country? And if what really you mean is blood and soil, well, yeah, that's what the Germans meant too. If you're a patriot, you love the best of us and you use it to unite the most of us. And if you're for freedom, you're for real freedom. Not merely the ability of the powerful to control other people. That's kind of the opposite of freedom. Smart people are calling. Let's listen to them. Brian from Albuquerque. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to comment on there's a new wrinkle that's going to really surface in American politics. And a lot of people know about it already, but it's lack of fresh water in the desert Southwest.
Yep.
And the way I would like to frame it is, you know, all the states out here in the lower corner of America, they formed water compacts back in the early part of the century. And two states that are going to be in a bind, the first, are very Republican conservative states. You know, the no taxes, get government out of my way states like Utah and Arizona. Phoenix is the seventh largest metropolitan area in the United States. It's hard to believe. In the middle of a big valley where it's 120 degrees in the summertime, and it's growing like a weed, and they're running out of water. So this is the reality we're moving into, and you know, luckily Albuquerque has a real river with actual water in it, and this year we've got a pretty good snowpack, so everything looks pretty good. But the long-term trend line isn't good. And I just want to say that we need to get our brains around the idea that we're entering the era of limits and responsibility. Like, you're talking about people wanting to go wherever they want to go. Well, that's part of the problem. So many Americans think they can do whatever they want to do, but if there's not enough water there, how are they going to do it?
Your point about water cannot be overstated. I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish your point.
Well, it's just, I think both of our parties are terrible. And this old-fashioned idea, I'm an independent, old-fashioned idea where this is America, everything is going to get bigger and better, and everybody's going to have a better lifestyle, and everybody can do what they want. Those are antique ideas. That's not reality. I think smart people know what the environment situation is and what's going to happen. And we need to rethink the focus on how we're going to accommodate all these people. And, you know, this mantra of we'll just give everybody everything is fallacy. There has to be limits. We have to talk about limits. You know, you want to limit fossil fuel usage. You want to limit putting carbon in the atmosphere, which I think is a worthy goal. But I'm a realist. I work construction my whole life. I know how much diesel fuel it takes to put up a building. You know, I mean, think about it. Everything you see, everything you touch,
yeah,
at one
fuel.
Point.
I want to stick to water. I want to stick to water because we're going to.
Okay.
If we, you know, it was a throw, so we could. We're not here to do everything. We're here to do something, and we could talk about everything, but then we'll end up talking about nothing. So let's stick to water for a moment. Here is where, on water policy, I'm not prepared to say both parties are horrible, but I am prepared to say that our current party dynamics are not going to solve our water problem, which maybe is too many words, and you said it in a better way. Another way I'd put it is that when I worked on water policy, my line, when I would testify on it, my line was that urban Democrats under-prioritize water resources and rural Republicans are under-comfortable in regulating or paying for them. And that leaves water policy, particularly Western water policy, where you have Western water law, you know, governing, which is not a planned system. There's not a planned system. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you just cross your fingers and you hope to buy some. That it leaves water policy in a sort of a pun intended desert wasteland, and there are things that are as important. We can argue about things that are also in sort of the top tier of importance, but there is no policy more important than water policy. Because if there were going to be five, like the freedom to be able to drink water, to be able to actually live one's life, right? Air and water, and a little bit of food, a little bit of shelter. I mean, those are the basics, right? And there is no question that we are going towards a dangerous, dangerous place. And if you like, if you're aware of like Palm Wonderful, right, the people who make Palm Wonderful, that is not a pomegranate company, that's a water company, right? They go and they buy land in California, those water rights, they've been doing it for generations. And if you control water in California, you can then sell crops for a lot. And by the way, very often when foreign governments are buying land in the United States or buying crops in the United States, when they're importing American crops, they're not buying our crops, they're not buying our farmers, they're buying our water, right? And we've got to get a handle on it. Here are a couple policy tips on it. First of all, so one way to deal with Western water policy, and we've got to make sure there's a bipartisan consensus, if not among party leadership, eventually party leadership, but among everybody who's listening, everybody who's not listening, that we say, listen, that's one area we've got to work together. That's one area where you don't want a water czar. You don't want somebody who owns it all, because by the way, that's neither democracy nor freedom. But one good news is if we do invest in water capture and water transmission, if we do things that are just smarter with our water, that you can, that it is a place where public expenditure really can make a difference. And I do think that if you're running for office, a way to win votes in rural areas is talk about investment in water policy, which is helpful for irrigated agriculture, it's helpful for everyday human beings, and it's helpful for the future. You have a last 7 seconds, Brian?
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We appreciate you. 202-808-9925. Water policy. Good call.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
But instead, in fact, lionizing brings a, hey, look, former fascist dictator, please come and speak at our conference and help us define what conservative means. We had earlier in the show, we had a discussion about whether Trump is a real conservative, what is a real conservative, can a real conservative even win? In one respect, what a conservative is will be defined by the people who define themselves as conservatives. That something that is called the conservative conference has an impact on defining what conservative is. And if being an authoritarian dictator is part of that definition, that's scary stuff. That means that the movement that has to be built is not merely an anti-Trump movement, but an anti-Republican movement, but an anti-authoritarian movement. Then in the anti-authoritarian movement, if anybody wants to be conservative, you count yourself also an authoritarian, well, then it's got to be sort of an anti-conservative movement. Let's keep going. Paul from Ambler, Pennsylvania. I'm not familiar with Ambler, but what a wonderful name of a town.
Yes, it is. I wanted to talk today about the left liberal political spectrum's version of thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
We all know when there's some awful tragedy that the government, whether Democrat or Republican led, doesn't want to do anything about. They offer thoughts and prayers. Back in the early days of union organizing, there was a phrase called pie in the sky, and it was a part of a song written by Joe Hill, a great labor organizer in history with the Wobblies, the International Workers of the World, and they used to love bring Joe Hill to town to organize people because he wrote these wonderful songs and they had great phrases and they all related to them. However, labor songs is not the same as a labor struggle, as a strike, as getting higher wages, having food on the table, a roof over your head, and clothes on your back. The big problem that had to be solved by every single person who's alive is just that. A roof over your head, food on the table and clothes on your back. Thoughts and prayers does not pay the rent, does not fill your belly, won't keep you warm when it's cold outside. But the left has the same mirror image. The left has the political correctness. They have a bad faith, inauthentic attack on people. They'll ruin people's careers for no reason, like Al Franken, for example. And they'll do that and think that they're actually making progress, when in fact, there's more people that are still homeless, still hungry, still without health care. But we've denounced somebody who said the wrong word or didn't learn how to use pronouns after the age of 50 or some other cockamamie thing. Until the left and the liberals solve the basic economic problems, a roof over your head, food in your belly, and clothes on your back, it doesn't matter whether or not you say bad words or inappropriate phrases. It doesn't matter. We have more two-car garages built every year than we have affordable housing. No one's doing anything about that. But we got all the bad word-spewing people in comedy. We've taken care of them.
Paul, I really appreciate the call.
That's it.
No, I appreciate the call. And I wasn't sure where you were going at first. But because it's sort of my substitute teacher job, I was already ready to apply, and I was going to reply to the wrong thing. So, I have several thoughts. We're going to go to break before I finish them, but I'll say a few of them. So, first of all, solving real problems, can't agree more. I can't agree more. We have to, as activists, as lovers of democracy, pick the tribe you belong to, as a progressive, as a member of this community. We got to focus on solving problems. We got to focus not merely on posing enemies, not merely on being moralists, not merely on patting ourselves on the back, not merely on virtue signaling, not even merely on ratings. We got to focus ourselves on solving problems and making people's lives better, or helping people make their own lives better. That's the real stuff. And it makes me think, and I'm not going to paint the left with the same brush as the right. I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is that one of the things that has been done, as fewer and fewer decisions are made together, as more and more things are made by a corporate state, as more and more things are, more and more power is wielded by oligarchs and the few, it does mean the young activist has fewer tools, because what they know is they're not going to be able to do anything to a major corporation to get them to more fairly distribute their resource. But they might be able to get them to fire somebody. That the politics of shame and the politics of distancing, of the politics of exile, that those politics can be solace for the person who otherwise feels powerless. And so I understand it, because it's harder to wield stuff. I think that does mean we've got to work harder at actually solving problems. It's one of the reasons I'm a big fan of doing stuff locally. Not just bashing somebody, but actually getting something done locally. We need positive progressivism. We need problem solving. I really appreciate the call. I have more, but we've got a break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.